HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. New information regarding lies told by Congressman George Santos. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us they were documented in a report commissioned by his own campaign a year before his election.
These types of reports are not only done by the candidate, but they are often shared so that people are aware of what's happening with candidates that may be on the ballot. Our CBS News reporting indicates that this was circulated among some House Republican campaign leaders in Washington. At least the conclusions of this report were shared with those leaders.
Texas must remove its floating border barriers from the Rio Grande. The judge's decision came after the Biden administration sued in July. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez on what this means.
This ruling is prohibiting the state from setting up similar structures in the future. Texas has filed a notice to appeal this ruling, but for now, the state has to comply with it and start the process of repositioning at the very least.
The sweltering heat is impacting back to school in a big way. CBS's Christina Ruffini with details.
Already, schools in 9 states have been dismissed or released early this week. In Baltimore, no central air in some schools forced kids back to remote learning.
Everybody should have air. I mean, you got air in your car, you got air at your job, why not in our schools?
And in Philadelphia, where more than half of schools don't have adequate cooling, 86 of them will be released early for the rest of the week.
Some troubling cancer news. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
The number of people younger than 50 being diagnosed with cancer has risen 80% worldwide in 3 decades. Cancer deaths of people under 50 increased by nearly 30%, according to the largest study of its kind ever. More than 1 million people under 50 are now dying of cancer worldwide annually.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports on a high school football coach in Washington State who has just resigned.
Assistant Bremerton High School coach Joe Kennedy is only 1 game into the football season, but as he hinted last week, he has resigned. On his website, he cites several reasons, including having to care for a sick relative.
He was the coach who made headlines after getting his job back after the Supreme Court ruled he could pray on the field. Bruce Springsteen is postponing 8 shows this month because he's being treated for peptic ulcer disease. On his website, he posted, "Thank you for your understanding and support. We'll be back soon." Springsteen had also postponed 2 concerts last month in Philadelphia because of an unspecified illness. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Rolling into it, Dom, with a fine guest who's joined me here in the Mad Radio Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios. She is Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar, to find him, a friend of the Devil's. Welcome back, Melissa. It's so been good. Far too long.
It's been a while, and certainly the first time in this studio. It's amazing.
It is a new studio. I can hear the party going on State Street right now. Melissa, we're going to get out amongst the people more often. It's been a busy year for us, a busy year for you, I'm sure. Before we jump into some of the sidelights, let's talk about the legislative agenda happening right now at the Capitol. The Republicans, are they solving any problems today, Melissa? My understanding is they've got some childcare propositions that are different than the governor and the Democratic propositions.
So I would not say that the Republicans are solving problems for the ordinary people of the great state of Wisconsin. I think, frankly, they are making problems for us. As you pointed out, the governor has called for a special session here in the state of Wisconsin to address our workforce crisis, a big part of it being access to childcare. And the Republicans are doing nothing about it. They want to lower the age of childcare teachers and increase the number of kids in a classroom. I don't know about you, but it was hard enough for me to drop my kids off at childcare. This isn't going to solve the problem in the state of Wisconsin. It's not going to keep centers open, and it's not going to help families believe that this is the right place for their kids.
Melissa, what is the Republican proposition? Not that I'm asking you to advocate for it, but what is their proposition? Where do you think they're missing the mark?
Well, Governor Evers has proposed extending and investing in the Child Care Counts program, which is proven. We know that that kept child care facilities open, that it supported the workforce behind the workforce, our child care providers. It supported families and business owners in Wisconsin. It works. Why not continue going down the path of something that is proven to work? Instead, the Republicans have put out confetti bills that will increase the number of kids that are in a classroom, that will lower the age of the child care providers. These are not solutions to the child care crisis in the state of Wisconsin. They're not going to keep doors open for centers. And we have heard from child care providers and from families that this is terrifying, the Republican proposals. And they want us to move forward. with the Child Care Accounts program. The governor called for the special session, and I just wish that I could say that my Republican colleagues have learned a lesson after time and time again of gaveling in and gaveling out within record seconds. I'm not sure that this is going to be taken any differently, but clearly Governor Evers and Democrats are working for Wisconsin and wanting to ensure that our families and businesses have what it needs to be successful and that we're taking care of our kiddos, right? Like, we all care about one another's kids here in Wisconsin.
Well, I hate to worry about the feelings of our governor, but this is intended disrespect when they fail to take up his special sessions and they believe, perhaps they believe in these same issues. Certainly their constituents believe there has to be some sort of child care remedy. Whether or not they offer viable solutions, that's a different thing. But the failure to use the governor's special session, this is just meant to disrespect Governor Evers, is it not?
Well, we know that, you know, even to the point that it's engraved on the ceiling of the governor's conference room, the will of the people should be the law of the land. People in Wisconsin want us to take care of our kids. They want women to have reproductive freedoms. They want us to legalize weed, for God's sakes. They want water to not have PFAS. They want us to protect our schools. They want us to all be safe from gun violence. That's Wisconsin's values. Those aren't Democratic values or Republican values. Those are Wisconsin values. And the majority party here in the state of Wisconsin, at least the folks that hold the majority of the seats in the Capitol, I don't call them the majority party. They're out of touch.
Well, Melissa, they do have a gerrymandered legislative control, especially over the Senate side. In fact, they've got a two-thirds supermajority, despite the fact they get less than 50% of the overall votes here in the state of Wisconsin, that gives them the power, air quotes, to consider impeachment. And they are starting to flex their muscle. Our understanding, Republicans in caucus today, taking up consideration of whether or not to impeach a Supreme Court justice who has yet to rule on a single case. But if she doesn't recuse herself, well, they're going to strip her. And of course, conservatives have shown their hypocrisy on this. Bradley didn't vote for the recusal rules, but she bemoans the fact her colleague won't recuse. Well, none of them recused. We remember Prosser. We remember the history here. So where do you think we stand on this impeachment? And do you think it will be taken up? Will we have a Senate trial of Janet Protasiewicz?
Well, you know, I'm here to tell you that my Republican colleagues are not coming into my office and letting me know what their plans are. That's probably not a big news flash for y'all.
Maybe if you offered them a spot of cow, Melissa.
Or a trip down to South Beloit. But if the Republicans...
We know the way.
But if the Republicans in the state legislature decide to impeach Justice Protasiewicz before she's even ruled on any sort of case... it's an affront to democracy, not just in Wisconsin, but across the nation. And we will see people rile up and stand up and demand accountability. It will, again, take another chip out of the block of the Republican Party. Their base will continue to walk away from them. Justice Protasiewicz simply stated the facts when she was running for office, facts that have been quoted by Republicans and Democrats, facts that have been quoted by people who hate politicians. The numbers and the science behind it, Wisconsin is a gerrymandered state. And gerrymandering to the point that it is affecting the Republicans' ability to push policy through the Capitol building at the expense of what the people of Wisconsin want. Even issues that the majority of Republicans want us to take action on are not moving forward simply because Democrats and Governor Evers raise their hands in agreement with them. That's not democracy. And it is absolutely terrifying and I think an affront to what our nation was built on, that Robin Voss is leading this charge against Janet Protasiewicz like a two-year-old having a temper tantrum because they can't have ice cream for dinner. This is not okay. And I
want two scoops, Mom.
It's the wrong flavor, right? I wanted the blue ice cream, not the white ice cream. You know, we need to stand up and, you know, it's time for the people of Wisconsin to make sure the phones are ringing in the Capitol and letting the elected officials know that they are our bosses, because that's the way it stands. The good people of the state of Wisconsin are the bosses of the elected officials and they need to hold us accountable. It's time to hold us accountable.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. That is Melissa Agar. She is the Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader and a friend of ours. Melissa, thanks for coming around. Great to see you again. We talked about it earlier. Got a text also. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party, announced they're going to put about $1 million in. They're going to combine forces with some other groups to spend about $4 million, you know, educating Wisconsin on the malfeasance of the Republicans. Number one, what do you think about, you know, that effort by the Democratic Party? And number two, if this goes down as it seemingly might, do we shut it down? What is the proper reaction when there is an affront upon democracy again by Republicans, this time not January 6th, but here in Wisconsin? What do we do? Literally, what is the practical activities that we need to engage in if that goes down?
Yeah, so, you know, we are seeing the fact that the Republicans in Wisconsin, led by Robin Voss, are once again trying to change the rules of the state of Wisconsin because they don't like the rules and they're not serving them anymore. And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, the good people of the state of Wisconsin are the folks that need to be in charge. I think that what Ben is doing with the Democratic Party, raising alarms, educating people on what's happening. No one twisted the arms of over 1 million voters in Republican districts to vote for Justice Protasiewicz in this race. This was a decision that was between individuals and themselves and their ballot boxes. And the fact that Speaker Voss is so terrified of the people of Wisconsin having their voices heard, he wants to change the rules so that elections don't matter anymore. And frankly, here in Wisconsin, we're not going to stand for that. And people across the nation are watching.
Melissa, the issue of reproductive rights, obviously, it was a big part of why so many came out to the polling places in April, and probably part of the reason Protasiewicz won by 11 points. But the dynamic hasn't changed. Abortion is still illegal. We haven't seen any rulings from the courts yet that might be coming down the pike. I'm sure Robin Voss and the Republicans would like to exclude Protasiewicz from that ruling as well. But let me ask you, there has been talk of some sort of legislative compromise. Republicans seemingly just electorally need to blunt this issue. I mean, while women have no rights, they're angry. They vote in force. They're not going to vote Republican. They see them as the agents of this bad policy. Do you see any compromise on this issue, any legislative solution? I mean, I've heard perhaps exceptions for rape or incest, but Evers doesn't think that goes nearly far enough, correct?
There is no compromise. My body, my choice. And I will stand with women and reproductive bodies in the state of Wisconsin until they have the ability to make their own personal health care decisions. These decisions should involve no one other than the individual and their doctor if they choose to consult their doctor for those, through that process. And the legislature has no business being involved in that. It is a continued chipping away at personal autonomy in the state of Wisconsin. And if people don't think that after reproductive freedoms being attacked, that people aren't going to be attacked for others, situations in their lives, they're sorely wrong. We've already seen bills being introduced that will directly impact trans people in the state of Wisconsin. We are a state that, frankly, does not accept this, and people are running away from the Republican Party because they are no longer the party of liberty and freedom. They are the party of infringement, and putting their thumb down on each of us to be able to make the decisions for ourselves is not a place for government. And frankly, when I say these words, I wonder, this sounds like the Republican Party of decades ago, but, you know, Democrats stand for individual liberties and freedoms and government getting out of the way.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, State Senator Melissa Agar. She is the minority leader of Fine Dem. She'll stick around. I hope you do as well.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here for us in the overnight. North winds at 55 degrees by sunrise. Those clouds will stay put tomorrow. Your Thursday high, 67 degrees. North winds 5 to 10. Friday sunshine is back, and we're up to 74. It's 57 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard sticking around for another segment. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate you doing so. You know, I was reflecting on one of the first times we met. I think you must have been recently elected. We just started doing a radio show, and you were the first one, Melissa, of the people we asked to ever answer the question properly. Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. And now we fast forward to now. We look around Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, hell, even Iowa, you can get some medicinal weed. Melissa, where do we stand now, and what do you think the hangup is?
Well, we know in Wisconsin that the most dangerous thing about weed is that it is illegal, and we are certainly an island of prohibition. With Minnesota right next door becoming the 23rd state in the nation for responsible adult usage policy, we know now that the majority of the people in our nation now have access to legal weed. People in Wisconsin live within, over 50% of them live within 70 minutes of a legal dispensary. And as soon as Minnesota starts opening up their dispensaries, that time is going to go down because that's a pretty long border. And we have a super successful illicit industry market here in the state of Wisconsin as well. So, you know, what is the hang up? That was your question. It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. And here's another example that we've already talked about, a number of them, whether it's child care access or allowing our Supreme Court justices to do the work that they were elected to do with mandated margins or abortion access. Republicans in Wisconsin are completely out of touch when it comes to cannabis legalization.
But who's behind that? Sorry to interrupt, Senator. Mm-hmm. Is it the Tavern League, the pharmaceutical industry? Do we see some lobbying interest? I mean, this cannot possibly be of their own volition. Half these guys probably smoke weed.
Well, many of them, I imagine, do use cannabis in one way or another. But in the same way that in Wisconsin, people want us to expand badger care, and we're not doing that. In the same way that people want us to protect our land, air, and water, and we're not doing that. I'm not confident that it is a specific boogeyman, other than it's the Republican Party of Wisconsin and their out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats. And folks, people in Wisconsin are waking up to this. They're sick of it. And we have a super exciting election in 2024 where we have an opportunity to change direction. And we know that over 50% of even self-identified Republicans in Wisconsin support legal weed. So We're going to get it done. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when and what the details are. And we have Republicans in the Capitol building talking about cannabis policy. But folks, this is the Devil's Advocate radio show. The devil is in the details with all policymaking. Y'all know that. So don't get too excited about what you see without looking at the details.
Could the federal government lead on this issue if they reschedule cannabis? Would that have any impact, do you think, on the Republican caucus and their perception? Because right now it's classified like it's a narcotic, like it's no upside, no possible use, medicinally or otherwise. And that, of course, we know is not true.
Yeah, so the federal government, under President Biden's direction, is looking at rescheduling cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. And we saw some pretty exciting news last week that looks like we are moving in the right direction for that. Being if they were... would reschedule at the federal level to Schedule 3, research and development could happen on cannabis. And there would also be less taxing in legal states as well. Now, we would still have the tension because the federal government cannot legalize cannabis through the administration. It needs to go through congressional action. And Congress is continuing to stand in the way. We have too many old white men ruling our state and our nation. I think ultimately that is the reason why we don't have legal weed.
Melissa, you're a parent. I'm a parent. Tom's a parent. We joked, or at least I teased a little, always a good feeling getting the kids out to school one last time. That first day of school is a great feeling. Well, let's talk about marijuana policy. Being the devil's advocate for just a moment, Melissa, what do you tell your own kids in regards to marijuana use and your attitudes towards their use, if I may ask?
Absolutely. So the bill that I've drafted that I've been a champion for over 10 years has an age restriction of 21. I know that our kids' bodies and brains are still developing until they're in their mid-20s. And it's important for all of our kids to get good sleep and eat healthy food and get good exercise and put their screens down. And I feel the same way when it comes to access to cannabis. In states that have legalized cannabis, we've actually seen no increase, and in some states, a slight decrease in youth usage, because you can actually have educated conversations with your kids and talk to them about the effects of cannabis on their bodies. In the same way that probably we don't want our young children swearing or drinking wine or smoking a cigar, we don't want them smoking cannabis.
Well, they got different rules at Dom's house.
Melissa Agard, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader. So obviously you said we have an election coming up next year. Where do you think we have an opportunity? Pare down on that. What are you talking about? What opportunities do you think we can take advantage of?
Yeah, well, you know, a big part of it is the fact that the road to the White House is going to be right through the state of Wisconsin. It has been for many presidential election cycles. And people need to be paying attention to whether or not they want someone who's actually standing up for the working class, our unions and our families and our kids' future, or if they want to be voting for a party that's throwing temper tantrums and looking for self-preservation and destruction. We know that the re-election of Tammy Baldwin is important, and the potential of creating more balance in the state legislature if we can get those new maps, if the Republicans stop trying to rig the system and throw temper tantrums because they're not getting their way. Quite frankly, I believe that we have a very good chance to have 33 senators and 99 assembly members up for re-election next fall, which would create a more fair and less rigged system for all of us.
I like that idea. Melissa Agard, the minority leader currently here at the state Senate, that could change with new maps. Melissa, thank you so much for coming around.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Some time for your phone calls right now. Dial them up, 844-967-2789.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill tells us about a new report detailing many of the lies told by embattled Congressman George Santos.
Our CBS News reporting indicates that this 100-plus page report was circulated among some House Republican campaign leaders in Washington.
A judge tells Texas to remove its floating border barriers from the Rio Grande. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The Biden administration sued, arguing it impeded Border Patrol agents from patrolling the border, that these barriers endangered the safety of migrants.
Record-breaking heat and no AC means some very uncomfortable kids at an elementary school in Washington, D.C.
It was a little, like, stuffy and uncomfortable.
I was sweating.
It's so humid. The cafeteria is like this huge cafeteria. There's no air at all.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happy hour. Tuesday, that kind of feels like a Monday. Back to work. Long weekend's over.
Oh, man, summer is over, but it's a short week. We'll be all right.
We're going to get a little more summer, I feel quite confident. The kids are in school, but the rest of us, well, our summer starts right now, as far as I'm right concerned.
Now the celebration truly begins.
Dom, you know, you and I are going to have to get a little serious about planning like a late summer loving tour. Going to have to do a little tour. And
oh, it's going to be the fall tour, man. I mean, we're going to be fall now.
You know,
fall in love tour, baby.
Fall in love with the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Kathy calling from Willie Street. How you doing, Kathy?
Hey, Kathy.
Well, just great. Thanks so much for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I was thinking about the sentencing of the Proud Boys and such, that, you know, certain judges have recommended, and then like 30 years, and then they're only getting 15 or whatever. And I'm thinking the judges are afraid to sentence these guys to too much, because if they sentence these guys to whatever, what are they going to sentence Trump to? He is the ringleader of the whole affair, you know? I mean,
yeah. Christ, well, Kathy, they asked for what, 33 years they asked for with
like that.
And gave him 22. So you got 2/3 of what the DOJ asked
for. Right, right. And they're like, what are we going to
do? I'll tell you what, Kathy, I'll take the win. I'll take the win.
2/3 is more than half, Kathy.
I mean, 22 years is a long time. That's a long time.
Well, any time would be better than nothing. He's got to do some time somewhere, and how the heck he's going to do that, who knows? I mean, oh, my God. It's a challenge, this whole nasty affair. So thanks for taking my call. Just
thank you,
keep up the good work. I don't know what else to say at the moment. I always have stuff on my list, you know.
Appreciate it, Kathy. Sort of a long Wisconsin goodbye, but that's okay.
That's how we do it around here, man.
844-967-2789. No problem. Have,
you know, there's some of these, if what, like 33 years or 20, you know, getting, you know, 10 instead of 15, those kinds of things. Yes. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, the book thrown at them. But 22 years, man, that's a long, long time.
22 years, 85% of that. So what's that? 17 plus, you know, like 19 years. Dude, we've been doing the devil's advocates 12 working on 13.
18, almost 19 years.
He would have to spend in prison to serve a 22-year term.
Yeah.
See, that's a little back of the envelope math.
That's a long time.
844-967-2789. No Wisconsin ninth. Nice. It's Dynamo Dave from Duluth. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hello, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Man, awesome day. Rested.
Welcome.
Tan. Only have one belly button, unlike Scott Walker.
Hey, I don't know. You guys see the Atlantic magazine on August 19th? They had an article about how Trump constitutionally can't run for president again. And I didn't read the article because you got to have a subscription there. I paid a little. But I was thinking, and they're saying it's two conservative constitutional lawyers saying this. And so I was just wondering, maybe you guys would want to look into having one of those people as a guest.
We've had some of these conversations before, Dave, and you know, there have been a number of lawsuits trying to preemptively block people from appearing on ballots. Everyone from Marjorie Taylor Greene to the Minocqua Brewing Company's effort to keep Ron Johnson off the ballot to Madison Cawthorn to, you know, now the effort to remove Trump, Dynamo Dave. But here's the problem. Until you got a conviction, it's going to be hard to utilize the 14th Amendment. I'm not saying it's not there for a reason, but if there's no prior conviction, it's going to be hard to keep them off the ballot. We saw that. Marjorie Taylor Greene used James Bopp, a Wisconsin-connected attorney, as her representation. She was on the ballot. She got reelected. So I don't know if that's the magic bullet or the magic beans. Thanks, Dave. Got loud word Dave's head, apparently.
Yes, I mean, we don't know until somebody tries and how's the standing.
Well, I'm not discouraging the effort.
Files that. No, of course. I mean, I was engaged. You can't deny the fact that he was engaged in this effort. He was part of this effort. Now,
best thing that could happen for Republicans is that Trump is blocked from the ballot. Why? Because then they'd have all this ginned up sentiment. He was robbed, but they'd have to direct it towards another candidate who's less likely to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. But, you know, these Republicans, I am quite convinced this is going to be the election of their discontent. This is going to be a blue wave, not because American sentiment. I mean, over the weekend, new polling came out. Trump and Biden, head-to-head, dead even. One guy is indicted 91 times. The other guy has got a near-do-well son. But it's all same-same, right? They're just the same. But I don't believe that. I think when the rubber hits the road and the election actually comes around, the American people
turnout to vote against Donald Trump in record numbers. I think Donald Trump's going to lose by 20 million votes. And everyone up and down that ticket, every Republican is going to wear that albatross, wear that, it's not quite a scarlet letter, sort of a pumpkin spice.
Well, and hence
tea on their chest.
The Wisconsin GOP has been unable to recruit anybody to run against Tammy Baldwin.
It's always Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. He's waiting in the wings, Tom.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America. 844-967-2789 against my better judgment. CJ, you are up. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Morning, gentlemen. Hope you had a good weekend.
Morning.
Good afternoon, CJ.
Where are you at, man? Well,
come on, man. You lived a good life, brother.
Depends on what time you got up. But, hey, I want to be some actual news for you guys. The subpoena of Mayorkas for what did he notify the Bidens about Hunter's tax claims? So Mayorkas is going to be subpoenaed on.
I'll go look on Fox News Digital, but I'm gonna disclose to you. I haven't been on the Foxy News yet today, CJ. So this counter news that you bring to us?
Isn't it sad that you need Fox News?
Yes.
Isn't it sad you need Fox News to actually get the news?
It is sad that there's this whole counter narrative in our nation, and despite the investigation, like the Durham after investigation that falls flat of the Bidens, they continue to run them out. They continue to utilize Fox News and right-wing media, and you take it hook, line, and sinker, CJ.
The mere fact that, it's not like the Biden family has been forthcoming. He uses aliases and nine grandkids.
Aliases on emails, dude, and grandkids? Come on. This is, dude, how many different aliens? Have you ever been, your real name's not CJ, dude. You're using an alias right now.
You've disclosed my name many times, Rudy, so that's okay.
CJ, let me ask you, and thank you for bringing that to our audience's attention. I'm sure they're going to run right out to Fox News, and
Mayorkas subpoena
talking about it when an indictment falls, like four indictments, 91 charges against your former guy. And we talked about the family and his kids making millions and millions of dollars while actually working in the White House, but neither here nor there, CJ. Let's talk about Enrico Tarrio, man, the Proud Boys, 22 years. What's your comment on that sentencing and the Proud Boys and their efforts of seditious conspiracy? Do you think it is justified, or do you think that is also a political witch hunt?
I believe they're being punished for the wrongdoing they did. Whether it's excessive or not, that's questionable, because there is two tiers of justice today, as we see with the Biden justice.
I knew you'd get back there, man. It just took you a minute.
CJ, what harm do you? So they've been convicted of a seditious conspiracy. Do you believe and accept the jury's decision on that? That's the crime they were charged with. That's what the jury convicted them on. Do you accept that verdict, CJ?
I don't believe that all the evidence. Like the 11,000 hours.
Enrico Tarrio. We're talking about Tarrio. We're talking about the Proud Boys leader right now, CJ.
I don't think we saw all the evidence. I didn't watch the whole trial. Obviously, he did wrongdoing, but, the mere fact that justice is even, we're finding that out not to be true.
CJ, I want to pivot on you for a change. Can I ask you a policy question? Seriously.
Sure.
Under Joe Biden, we are now negotiating drug costs with these big drug companies on behalf of Medicare recipients. Do you think that's good policy or bad policy?
I think that's spectacular. So it's a long time overdue, but, it obviously took people reaching across the aisle, which I think Republicans more apt to do than the Democrats.
Well, but, take your assessment. So what you're saying, if I understand you, CJ, is the accomplishment of Joe Biden And Obama didn't do that. And Trump didn't do that. And there were a lot of prior presidents that never negotiated drug prices with the big drug companies. And of course, they're now suing the Biden administration. There's some claim, one of these drug companies, I was just reading the article, they say it's unconstitutional. It's like stealing from them to negotiate with them.
Come on, man.
Well, there are 537,000 Medicare recipients that are on one particular heart medication that the Biden administration said will be one of the first 10 drugs that they go and try to change the outcomes on. They're going to effectively negotiate the drug prices.
I mean, unconstitutional. If I come to the table with 500,000 customers, I don't think I'm going to be paying the same price as someone who comes to the table with two customers.
But that's the way it's always been, Dom.
Where has it always been? Maybe in the pharmaceutical world when you're sticking it to Uncle Sam because you can. And I agree with you on this one, CJ. I mean, the purchasing power and the buying and the ability of we the people through our government to allow and continue to accept drug companies to stick it to Medicare and Medicaid recipients because, oh, let me check my notes. It's always been that way is absolutely ridiculous. You want to talk about, you know, capitalism and free market systems. If I got 500,000 people wanting to buy your thing, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a better deal than if I just got 10. Just saying. 844-967-2789.
It's almost like you think there should be a volume discount, Tom.
Is that what it is? Economies of scale. I remember something about that in business school.
Well, here's what I would say. We just had our very conservative, often trolly friend CJ admit that he thinks this is good policy long overdue. And I would just ask the question, who delivered? If you say it's bipartisan, I'll agree with you. I haven't looked into all the details, but let's assume there's support, bipartisan support of this, CJ. Who delivered that bipartisan support? Who got this done? You know, at the end of the day, the guy can't be, you know, a great negotiator, outsmarting people all the time, and also be so feeble and old and, you know, right, incapable of getting out a sentence, right?
But totally capable of running a conspiracy where hundreds of millions of dollars are shifted to your family. They can hide
to shell corporations and aliases.
And different email aliases. Yes, yes. That's the same guy.
I think it's like the alias Mike Pence uses on his AOL account, Tom. Mother's Keeper. Yeah. Nat69.com.
Anthony Weiner have like an alias Twitter feed. Wasn't he into something like that too? I mean, come on.
Can we not analogize the current president with Carlos Danger? I mean, some people just have multiple email accounts. I didn't have a good sense to have an email alias.
Most of them say something about Dom in them. I'm just saying.
Someone asked on the text line, is your wife a beautiful newscaster? And she is pretty. But that ain't the same Salvia. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here for us in the overnight. North winds at 55 degrees by sunrise. Those clouds will stay put tomorrow. Your Thursday high, 67 degrees. North winds 5 to 10. Friday sunshine is back, and we're up to 74.
It's 57 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Of course, stay tuned. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6.
Dom, I wanted to throw a little policy out there. The negotiation of drug prices. And you know that is happening because of the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA Act that Joe Biden came, celebrated 1 year. That was like 2 weeks ago. Joe Biden celebrated. So it's been about a year and 2 weeks. As we asked CJ, the, you know, well-known network-wide troll and conservative, CJ.
Internationally known to rock the microphone.
CJ said this is great policy, long overdue. He neglects the ad delivered by Joe Biden, but he did say it in a bipartisan fashion. Again, credit be given to Joe Biden, please. But of course, we won't hear that from CJ. But our friend Jeff said, would you think that good policy or great policy? I think it's great policy, Jeff. I got a short piece here, and then we'll get back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Your final chance to have a hot take today. Neera Tanden with the Biden administration had this to say over the weekend, according to the Politico. White House domestic policy advisor Neera Tanden said Sunday that she's convinced that the Inflation Reduction Act's Medicare drug price negotiation program will be upheld in court because everybody's suing, Dom. From the right, I read on. Speaking on the Katie Fang show on MSNBC, Tanden said, there is nothing in the Constitution that stops Medicare from negotiating drug prices. Seems obvious, but she had to say it. We feel very strongly about our ability to win these lawsuits because this is just a basic principle. On Tuesday, the federal government announced the first 10 drugs that will be subject to price negotiations between Medicare and the pharmaceutical companies, including drugs that treat diabetes, heart failure, and blood clots. All seem very vital, Dom. But drug makers and trade associations have filed multiple lawsuits challenging the programs, which is designed to lower costs for Medicare patients and probably profit margins as well, Dom.
Well, I mean, of course, that's what the issue is. And they load up and we pay more here than they sell the same drugs overseas, man. We got to stop being the suckers here. And absolutely, all these should be negotiated. Why wouldn't they be?
Again, the Biden administration's Neera Tanden, everybody negotiates prices. What the pharmaceutical companies are doing are they're going to the courts to ensure they can charge any price they can get away with. And that's wrong. Tanden said she expects the program to be expanded with 15 or 20 drugs added in future installments. It's really important to remember that for medications that aren't on this list, they may be on future lists. She said, noting that prices have been lowered already for insulin. That's something else Joe Biden delivered. Right, CJ? Insulin caps, negotiated drug prices, seems like common sense, bipartisan support, according to our own conservative trolls. Thank you, Joe Biden.
And what would the conservatives have otherwise? A fixed market where the suppliers, you know, force their prices down, you know, the throats of the consumers.
Well, and let's not forget,
because you can maximize your profitability, because that's really, really all it's about. But if there is, I mean, who's buying more of these drugs than the U.S. government? I mean, for real. I mean, if you have somewhere, nobody. If you have 500,000 people, right? Nobody. Nobody is. How do you not negotiate that? How do you say as a Republican, as a conservative, unless you got stock in it? And I get it, man. If you've got a monopoly on something, you
hey, let's not talk about Nancy Pelosi for a minute.
Money as you possibly can. I mean, that's the American way, right? Until you come up against, you know, the consumers who can also demand their own prices. They can negotiate. All right, you don't want to sell us this? All right. Then you no longer have access to our market. Good luck with that. Let's see what happens to the price then when you lose 500,000 people that were one time buying your product.
Didn't
it's going to go very well for you.
Pharma bro Martin Scorsese buy up the Wu-Tang Clan's music catalog? Nate's nodding yes. We can't even have access to good music, Tom, under the policies of these pharmaceutical companies. 844-967-2789. Our pal Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. You know what? I can't say enough good things about your radio station and all the stations you've bought up because you can get the truth out there. I actually get the truth out there, which is a step in the right direction. And as far as the drug program, it's a big win for Biden. I know if you have Plan D and Medicare, there was drugs that were Tier 3s and 4s, which you pay a premium price for, and they're going to be lowered to Tiers 1 and 2. So if it's a one, you don't pay anything, and a two, maybe $10. So it is a big, big deal for seniors, and it's a great. I don't know if it was bipartisan or not, but whatever it was a huge, huge step in the right direction, especially for seniors. And I think it'll be I think that'll help everybody in the end. So it's pretty. You know what? Biden is not perfect. Nobody is. Not everything he does is perfect, but he's did several things that have just helped his country so much. Infrastructure is a big thing, you know, and here in Wisconsin, we get some of that too after Walker destroyed it. So I had to invoke his name here quick, Crudy. But anyway, you guys are doing a great job. And your stations, I can't say enough good things about it because we've lost a lot of local newspapers in this state. And you guys bring that to the table also, local news, sports, weather, the whole nine yards. I don't want to give you too big a heads, but anyway, I'm on your side. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul, thanks, save Paul. The compliments. Send Spotted Cow. 844-967-2789. R. Fine. Follow-up. Yes.
I just want to throw this out there. According to the White House, it's jumped on here quick. Every single Republican in Congress voted against the Inflation Reduction Act.
Thank you for that point of clarity. Not exactly bipartisan, CJ.
Not exactly. No.
Maggie Dawn, you have Wu-Tang info. Please update the audience.
Yeah.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey guys. Like, as a Wu-Tang fan, I couldn't let any misinformation about the Wu get out there. So
right.
Martin Scorsese did not buy their catalog. He bought an unreleased album called, I think it was called like Once Upon a Time in Shaolin or like Last Night in Shaolin. And literally they made one of these albums. They recorded it like in over 2 years. It was like ensconced in this beautiful box and he bought it basically at an anonymous auction. Well, he was then forced to basically turn it over to the U.S. government. When he was convicted for securities fraud, they got to liquidate his assets. So Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, which has no digital copies, it is not available anywhere except in this one album cut, was then auctioned by the U.S. government and was purchased by an anonymous buyer. So there's your Wu-Tang facts.
Tell me it was you, Maggie. You bought the album.
I wish it was, man. That would be so sweet, but that's a little bit above my pay grade. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
making radio money. Can't believe you can't buy unreleased albums. Maggie Dawn Show is next. Stick around for that. Then Busted Pencils. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.